The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. There is no greater community builder than adoption. Welcome to Your Adoption Coach with host Kelly Ellison. If you are starting an adoption or just thinking about it, or maybe someone you know is going through an adoption and you want to help, please stay tuned over the next hour as we will educate and inspire you with some real stories and information about resources that can help. Now, here is your host, Kelly Ellison.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I want to welcome everyone to our show today. I'm Kelly Ellison, your adoption coach, and the purpose of this show is to inspire and educate you all about adoption. Now, last week we took a little bit of a holiday. We hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. And during that time, we did an encore presentation of our show with Kathleen Strautman. Kathleen is the executive director for the Congressional Coalition for Adoption Institute. And we talked all about the adoption tax credit. Now, if you remember, a few weeks ago, we had the original broadcast of this show, and we talked about how Congress is back in session as of November 13th. They are now in session, and they are in the process of discussing the adoption tax credit. Kathleen and I spoke about the importance of keeping this real for all of the congressmen that are in there, congresspersons that are in there, and having conversations about why this is important. And what we really came to is having you reach out to them and give them some meaning, talking to them about your stories and why it's important to keep this important incentive to adopt. So I can't express upon you enough to contact your congressperson, let them know about your adoption story. You can go to Kathleen's website at www.ccainstitute.org, or you can go to a website called adoptiontaxcredit.org to get more information and follow the progress. This is critically important, folks. What we learned during that show is if the tax credit expires, we will literally go back to how it was in 2001, which is a less than $6,000 tax credit or reimbursement for foster care and special needs children only. So this is very, very important. I also, before we bring our guest on, I want to do a special call out today for our newest sponsor of our show, Nature's One, the makers of PediaSmart, an organic supplemental beverage for kids age 1 to 13, and Babies Only Organic, the very best formula for healthy growth and development. Each week, Nature's One will be providing a nutritional tip on our show, and we are so delighted to have them and thank them for their support. I have to share with you that I was very excited about having this sponsor join us and partner with us. Well, I remember when I came home with my daughter from China, it was very, very difficult to find a particular formula for her that matched her nutritional needs. And so I think this can be a very important product for our families and some good information just really for everyone. So stay tuned for that. And I think that today they'll have some commercials on the show, and you'll be able to get on their website and check them out. So this week, I'm really, really thrilled. I have our very own adoption angel join me, Pam Dixon Krosky, and she is going to be here to talk to us. If you listen to the show again with Kathleen Strautman, you know that the Congressional Coalition for Adoption Institute has an adoption angel program, and Pam is one of those recipients. She reached out to me, and she is also an adoptee who's been reunited for over 22 years with her biological mother and two sisters. When Pam reached out to me. We had this conversation, and I just was so excited to get an opportunity to have her on the show. Pam is the Midwest Regional Director, Indiana Representative, and Adoption News and View blog talk radio host for American Adoption Congress. So host to host. And this, she is also the Vice President of Development for the Mixed Roots Foundation. She was awarded the Congressional Angel in Adoption Award in September of 2012, just recently this year, and by the Congressional Coalition on Adoption Institute in Washington, D.C. So, Pam, thank you for being on the show today. Welcome.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes, we're so excited and very excited about hearing your story about an adult adoptee, and just kind of, we've not had an adoptee on the show before, so this is kind of a new experience for us and for our listeners. So I hope you'll share with us your story and just kind of talk a little bit about how you were raised, and you know, talk a little bit about your personal story.
For me, I've always known I was adopted. I don't think there really ever, you know, was a time that I didn't know. And I think that is so valuable in a child's life to kind of know that and be able to think about it. And, you know, just like any child, you know, your thoughts wander. And as you age, of course, you start realizing exactly what that means, you know. I think in my childhood, though, my parents were of the schooling thought that you brought this child to your home and you just immersed them in everything and really didn't talk about the adoption itself. You know, basically, you know, you were chosen, you know, just kind of trying to keep the adoption topic at a minimum. But that's how they were taught. That was the way to, you know, hopefully integrate this child into your family, and hopefully everything just was smooth. But I think we've learned that really what children want to know, and they want you to talk about it. So, you know, we've done a, you know, 180, and I think that, you know, wasn't my parents' fault. It was just the time and the, you know, how everything was going at that point.
Mm-hmm. And I know that we had Adam Pertman on the show a couple of weeks ago, and you know, this whole idea of adoption, the Adoption Nation, his book, and this whole idea of the revolution. So how we take this whole issue of adoption out of the darkness, if you will, and really give folks an opportunity to get have permission. And I can share with you that when we brought our daughter home in 2008, that was absolutely the norm. I mean, my daughter knows she's adopted. She knows she's from China. That's pretty obvious. And, you know, we talk about it all the time. So it's a part of our everyday conversation. So when you say you knew you were adopted, you knew you were adopted because your parents told you that, or you knew that you were adopted because of some other aspect?
No, you know, it's funny because I can't remember an exact moment when I was told, but I'm sure at some point, you know, they must have sat me down and said that. And I remember having a few friends. I was probably five, maybe. And I had a few friends over. And I'm guessing it must have been close to that time that they actually must have explained some of that to me. Because I remember telling my friends, like, I was, like, so excited. You're not going to believe this, you know. And we were camping out in our backyard in this huge tent. And I came in, I ran in, and I, you know, told my mom, I told my friends, and her eyes were like as big as saucers, like, what? You know, because they thought they were saving children then by not, you know, saying it and saying you were, because they didn't want the children looked down upon or, you know, to be judged. And so my mom was like, you know, and I just knew by that look that meant don't talk about that. Don't talk about it. Don't mention it. You know, just act like it didn't exist.
Stay away from that subject, right?
Exactly.
And it was, and from that, I think it was also about wanting to protect you. Was wanting to.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I think you know, as with any, you know, parent, you know, I'm sure there were insecurities and there was the norm of that's what everyone was doing, and to make the child fit in and to protect the child, and you know, a lot of things were done in the name of protecting, which we see now. didn't necessarily protect. And it's not really, it's not to go around blaming people. It just, it was a school of thought that we've now realized doesn't really work for the children. You know, as they become adults, we've seen and we've listened and we know, you know, what does work better. You know, there's still a bunch of improvements, but we are definitely on the track of, you know, doing things in a much better way.
Right. Well, we're getting ready to take a break in a few minutes, but I want you just to kind of begin talking about how you went about finding your biological mother and your two sisters. So let me backtrack. Did you, when you were your parents, did they have other kids, or were you an only child in your home when you were growing up?
No, I actually had an adopted brother. He was 23 months younger than I was, and they actually brought him home from the hospital. He was born in November, but he was premature. But they brought him home from the hospital on the same day they had gotten me 2 years previous.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
oh, well,
so it was
no.
A great
okay.
Years
okay.
in a row for them. So, yeah.
So how did you find your biological mother and two sisters, and at what point did you decide that you needed to do that?
Gosh, you know, I think I probably always knew I would look, because that's how I am. You know, the curiosity killed the cat kind of thing. I do remember at 16 walking through my neighborhood. We lived in this huge, you know, nice upper middle class neighborhood, and I was walking to my friend's house, and, you know, I was close to getting my license, and I would just remember thinking at that time, I wondered if she was my mom, my birth mom, was thinking about me. And it was just this weird, fleeting thought that, you know, came and went. And I think that was probably at 16. And by the time I was 18 and went to, you know, college, I thought, you know, I'm going to find her. And, of course, you know, in Indiana, you have to be 21 to even, you know, register with a registry or do anything. So I had some years, you know, left before I could really do anything. So, you know, that's kind of the starting point. And, you know, I started with registering with our state registry, which, you know, these registries are a complicated process, which that's a, you know, a whole other subject. But I registered there first, and she was not registered. And so I thought, okay, I was home. I had just had my first child. I was 21, almost 22. And I thought, you know, I'm going to look now. I'm home, and I had the time. And I started looking, and it took me about 10 months to find her, and she was never more than an hour from me my entire life. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. She actually went to college here in the town I live in, and so she was here until I was 5. Of course, I didn't know that, and she didn't know that. But, yeah, we were never more than an hour from each other, you know, until, you know, I was 22 years old and found her. So, but it just took a lot of digging and a lot of calling and a lot of finding. And like I said, she went to the college here, and that's kind of the way I found her. And, you know, we've been, you know, inseparable. And I have two sisters also. And, that's just been an amazing thing. And actually just shy of a month ago, my birth mother passed away from breast cancer. So, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, I had enough, you know, gumption to go look and to search after her, because it would have been so devastating if I'd have waited and found, you know, that she hadn't survived.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, it just would have been a totally different search. And that has happened to friends of mine, and it's really devastating, because there's no closure, I think. There's no.
Well, you've lost that time. You've just lost
it. Whether you have a relationship or.
Yeah, can't go back and get it.
Yeah, you can't. You know, and
right.
Really,
I don't want to interrupt, but we've got to move to a break, so we'll come back. Sorry about that. We're going to come back with Pam Kroski, who's going to talk a little bit more about her experience as an adoptee, and then we're going to get into this information about the American Adoption Congress. So, Pam, thank you so much for being with us. We're very excited to explore this issue with you, and stay tuned.
News, opinion, passion.
Hear me.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com. America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN. You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. To connect with Kelly or her guests today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Would you rather send us an email? Please send questions or comments about the show to coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back. Thanks so much for staying with us. I want to welcome everyone back to our show today. I'm Kelly Ellison, your adoption coach, and we're so excited. We're here today with Pam Kroski, who is a representative, the Indiana representative for the American Adoption Congress, the Midwest Regional Director and Representative. Pam is also an Adoption News and View blog talk radio host for the American Adoption Congress. So we're excited to have another radio host on our show. And Pam was just telling us and sharing her story as an adoptee about how she met her mother and her biological mother and her two sisters. We had to cut away from Pam to go to break, so I want to come back and recoup that conversation that we were having. I first of all want to say condolences to you for the loss of your mother and about a month ago, but so glad that you got a chance to visit with her and have a relationship with her and be with her. And I know before we left on break that you were expressing how grateful you were for that. So you also said that you found two sisters.
I did.
So tell us a moment about your sisters. Were they with your mom when you said your mom was always an hour away from you from the time you were five. So were the sisters two or
they're younger than I am. The next one down is 10 years younger than I am, and the next one is 14 years younger than I am. So, you know, there's a little bit of distance in age, but we are so close, and one sister actually lives in Bloomington, and the other one lives about 45 minutes away, and so we're not far in distance at all. And of course, they're just now having their children, and my youngest is 21. So, you know, it's kind of funny that the youngest grandchild and my youngest are 20 years apart. So it's, you know, I'm almost like a grandma to my nieces and nephews. Not really, but you know, it's honestly, it's fantastic. And luckily we are very close, and we just will, I know, carry on the traditions that my mom had set up and, you know, still do our Thanksgivings together and, you know, be around each other. And it's just, I can't even tell you how valuable it is to me to even have them around and, you know, have that connection still. So, you know, I think it's great.
Yeah, before you, before we begin talking about the American Adoption Congress, what would you say to someone who is an adoptee who's searching and maybe not having much success? What advice would you give them?
Well, first of all, you can go to, I mean, I know it leads back to the AAC, but you know, go to the AmericanAdoptionCongress.org and go to our website. There are representatives in quite a few states, not in everyone, but, you know, even, you know, get in touch with or email somebody close to, you know, your state or email a board member or someone knows something. There are search angels everywhere that, you know, do these searches for free. So, you know, before you pay anyone and before that money is, you know, exchanged hands, you know, speak to a search angel, you know, try to reach out to, you know, somebody that knows something about this before you do, you know, anything that's, you know, a big dollar amount. And,
right.
And I think, I always try to tell people, you know, please read. I mean, there are so many books out there and, you know, we have a book list also. And I think that's just essential. And I didn't even know these books existed. So I would have loved to have, you know, known about the AAC, to known about the books and, you know, really just, I think, filled myself in on things that, you know, I experienced and had no idea why. Well, now I know. And, you know, I think you can't do it by yourself. You know, you have to have a good support system and, you know,
right.
good friends. And I think that makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. And actually, you're using this term for the first time. I don't think that I would be expected to know this, but you're saying that there are people out there, you refer to them as search angels, who actually will help you or do some of the research for you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And actually, they're doing, the AAC is also partnering with, it's a search engine called Spokio, and they're doing mm-hmm. a huge thing right now where they're going to give an award to a search angel. And it's a monetary award that will help them search, because these search angels do everything for free. And it's their time and the research, and they're just amazing people. And they put, you know, so much energy into it, and no money is exchanged at all. So.
Mm. And so you refer to the AAC, and I want to capture that. Pam is talking about the American Adoption Congress, and the website is www.americanadoptioncongress.org. And so are there a list of search angels on that website, Pam?
No, actually, we don't endorse anybody, and I think that's just the safer way to go. But most mm-hmm. of us know members who search, and, you know, we know search angels. So a lot of times, getting in touch with one of us will, you know, definitely put you in touch with a search angel that one of us know of.
Okay. So tell us about the American Adoption Congress. What is it? How did you get involved?
Well, basically we are a group of individuals that, you know, are here to represent anyone that's involved in adoption. You know, we have a mission to, you know, help educate, to help inform, and to, if anything else, provide, you know, support for each other, because it's a huge, you know, process to even begin to think that you're going to search, or if you just want to start talking about it, even for some people to even discuss or to outwardly say, I'm adopted. That's a huge, huge thing. And so we try to represent those people who, you know, have been touched by adoption, or if there is any type of loss of continuity in the family structure. So pretty much all aspects, and we're just amazing. And like I said, we have representatives in most states. We have a all-volunteer board. No member is paid, and there's quite a few hours that go into it, but we love it. It's our passion, and it's been an amazing find for me, and I can't even say enough about it. We put on a conference every year in April, and that is full of workshops and movies that have to do with, could be foster care, it could be an adoptee film, it could be a birth mother film. Last year we ended up showing three because we really wanted to get so many in, and it's really life-changing. And
so this is an experience for an individual, as you said, has been touched by adoption. So
correct.
It could be an adoptee,
social.
Okay. So it could be for really anyone who has any experience around adoption. Who
right.
do you find are your primary attendees? Are they typically adoptees? Is that who primarily
I would
comes
say
to this?
Yes. I would say the biggest portion probably is adoptees. Our conference last year in Denver, where, you know, integrating and hoping that we can educate adoptive parents and birth parents. And so you'll find, you know, representation of all three areas. On top of that, you'll find social workers, and some social workers wear multiple hats. They'll be a social worker, an adoptee, and a birth mom. I mean, they could be, you
right.
know, they
right,
could,
right.
you know, just multiple parts in it. So it's really a great place to learn.
Well, what we know is that, first of all, the internet has changed the adoption environment and landscape exponentially.
Oh,
we know
sure
that.
Has.
We also know, and these issues come up for me even, it was very interesting when Adam Pertman and I were talking about this whole idea of how the internet has changed the adoption landscape and, you know, the very idea that my daughter from China could maybe one day when she's older be able to find her parents in China.
Right.
Wow. I mean,
right.
I don't even think I've ever really thought about that. So,
right.
Certainly a value. And again, we want to give a shout out to the website at www.AmericanAdoptionCongress.org.
Right.
We need to take a break and I'm just going to, it's time for our nutritional tip from our new sponsor from Nature's One and, give you a little bit of information. Each week, as I said, we're going to start doing nutritional tips for our families because I think it's really important for our listeners to understand some of the resources that are out there if you are an adoptive parent. So the tip this week is children who didn't receive adequate nourishment early in life may develop a tendency to hoard food. Help reassure them by sticking to a consistent meal and snack schedule and let your child know there will always be enough food. Consider filling your child's nutritional gaps by keeping organic, PediaSmart, complete nutritional beverage in the fridge in a self-serve pitcher at all times for them to use. For more information about organic nutrition, you can always go to naturesone.com. That's naturesone.com. They're the makers of PediaSmart. So we are going to take a break. We also want to do a call out to our other sponsors that make this show possible. U.S. Adopt, Beacon House Adoptions, and America's Christian Credit Union. It's so exciting to be able to bring this show to you. And since June, we have had over 62,000 listeners. And so if you like the show, please share the show. And we're so glad to have you. So we will be right back. We're again talking with Pam Kroski, who is with the American Adoption Congress. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the Adoption Congress when we come back. Some of their work, some of the aspects of the legislation that they work on. And one of their campaigns that kind of piqued my interest around No Secrets, No Fear. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Beacon House Adoption Services has been providing services to birth and adopting parents since 1989. We offer experience and professionalism throughout your adoption, whether domestic or international. Licensed in multiple states, Beacon House is Hague accredited through COA, accredited by the Russian Federation for International Adoptions and by the Republic of Moldova. Our domestic adoptions are nationwide. Call 225-753-5551. A 501c3 charitable organization.
News. Opinion.
Hear me.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. To connect with Kelly or her guests today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Would you rather send us an email? Please send questions or comments about the show to coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And are back. I'm Kelly Ellison, your adoption coach. We're so glad that you're with us. You know, the purpose of this show is to inspire and educate you all about adoption. And today we have a wonderful opportunity to speak with Pam Kroski. Pam is the Midwest Regional Director and Indiana Representative and Adoption News and View blog talk radio host for the American Adoption Congress. She is also the Vice President of Development for the Mixed Roots Foundation. And so we're talking all about the American Adoption Congress. Pam is an adult adoptee and was sharing with us her wonderful story about how she found her mother, her biological mother, and her two sisters, and how that really changed her life. So we're so grateful that you're with us today, Pam. Thanks for sharing your perspective with us. I want to just ask before we talk more about the American Adoption Congress, what is the Mixed Roots Foundation?
It is a newly founded organization. It's a foundation that started about a year ago. It is it's an all-volunteer board, only this time it is an all-adoptee board. And we have been fortunate enough to start out with kind of a big bang and to be able to do adoptee nights to raise awareness. And, again, it's a post, you know, adoption education platform, and we're hoping to one day be, you know, big enough to do grants for adoptees, whether it's for college or, you know, let's say cooking school or things like that. And like I said, it's in the beginning, and we were fortunate to have George Lucas do our PSA.
Really?
And you can't get much more, you know, of a huge endorsement. He's an adoptive father, and there's many others that are in the PSA itself. And it aired at the adoptee night that we had at the San Francisco Giants. And we went on to do it with the Atlanta Braves. And we're hoping that next year we're going to be doing it with the Minnesota Twins and hopefully many more. So it's in its beginning stages, and it, I think, will take off in January and really become something huge. And it's just fabulous, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, and the sole purpose is to develop a fund or within the foundation that you can then re-grant money back out to adoptees that are maybe trying to get a college education or whatever.
Yeah.
And is the purpose to help adoptees kind of get more education or better themselves in some way or another.
Yeah. And emphasizing how, you know, and giving adoptees out there this focus that, you know, there are famous adoptees and look what they have done with their lives, and, you know, that you can do it too. And I think giving that type of positive reinforcement is an excellent way to show, you know, an adoptee the way to go and give them, you know, good support and good focus. And, you know, I don't think you can get much better than that.
Yeah. What is the website, Pam?
It is mixedrootsfoundation.org.
Okay. And it is it's a 501c3.
It is.
And you guys do take donations, is that right?
We do. Yes, we do take donations. And, you know, right now with it being, you know, National Adoption Awareness Month, you know, this is huge for us. And, you know, we're really trying to get everything together. And like I said, I think January, we're really going to have a huge kickoff. And I think it's just going to, you know, explode and be excellent.
So are you guys with the Mixed Roots Foundation, are you guys working in tandem at all with the American Adoption Congress? Is there any crossover between those
two? Yeah, there is actually. Yeah, we actually started, we, you know, just kind of gently started talking, and they had, we started off with this adoptee. They had a comedy night. We had a comedy night, and it was a great turnout. One of the comedians actually that actually performed, she is the mother of, I don't know if you are familiar with the Modern Family that's on TV, Lily, that plays the two guys' little girl that they adopted. Her mom is an adoptee. Mm-hmm. So she did, you know, a comedy act, and it was a great turnout and, you know, huge success. And that kind of just started things off. And I actually interviewed them on my blog talk, and that's kind of how I got started with them. And so we've done this nice crossover, and Mixed Roots and the American Adoption Congress both are one of the sponsors, again, like I said, with the Spokio and the search angel.
Okay. And so, tell us about Spokio. Can you spell that for me? It's
S-P-O-K-E-O. Uh-huh.
Okay. And is that a website?
Yeah, well, it's Spokio.com. It's a search engine. And, you know, average people just looking, like you're trying to look for, your long-lost best friend, when you're typing in.
Okay.
And you can do that. And but people that are searching, for the biological relatives have gone to Spokio quite a lot. And it's a very detailed search engine. So they decided what better way to, promote Spokio to link it with the abilities for search angels and to give them some type of an award and give them the ability to do an even better job in the search.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah, it's great.
So tell us a little bit more information about the American Adoption Congress. I noticed that on the website that you have an aspect of legislation that you participate in. So tell us a little bit more about that.
We do, and that was my jump start to them. I went in right away as an Indiana State Representative, and I just fell in love with that thought of legislation. And right now we have 8 states that have the ability for adoptees to have access to their, we call it OBC, their original birth certificate. And in Kansas and Alaska, the records have never been closed. But in the rest of the states, there was some type of closure at some point in time. And so the AAC got involved with doing legislation and helping people assist in trying to change the legislation and change the laws so that, at a certain age, an adoptee would be able to go in and see their original birth certificate. I mean, all of us have an amended one. So, we have no idea what our original looks like. Whether, you're interested in searching or not, having that OBC is a tangible piece of paper that is amazing to most of us. And I think it just is proof that we existed before we existed. It's obviously some of them have things redacted on them, but we don't want that. We want it to, contain our original information. And then, it's up to the adoptee whether they would like to search or, what they want to do with it. A lot of people just want that piece of paper, and
Right.
And just be able to see, what, how did I originally come out into this world and how did it look and, what did this piece of paper look like?
And I think for any of us to see that original piece of paper for any of us, it's kind of a fascinating, I can remember the first time I saw my birth certificate and I was like, really, the time and,
right.
I mean, it's sort of like a doorway. It just opens a doorway to you that you just kind of go, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So
exactly
this moment
right.
in time,
exactly
I was born. So I can, I really can't I don't have a full appreciation for that, obviously, because, I know my biological family and, was raised by them, but I can certainly appreciate how that must feel to someone who doesn't
right.
have that piece of documentation. And so
right.
the legislation that you're working on is in an effort to get all of the other states to
right.
be able to open up these records and these files and to allow adoptees to have the ability to get their OBC.
Correct. Yeah, and each state has their own representative, and at this point, it's a state-by-state law. It is not a national law, which would be something that would be terrific. I don't know that that's going to happen, but I did spend some time when I was in Washington, D.C., when I received the award. We did have the opportunity to be able to talk to our congressperson and other congresspeople regarding what we were there for, what we were interested in. Of course, a lot of what came up was the adoption tax laws. And then there's me, the oddity, and that, they're, I don't know how many times that they've given the award to an adoptee, but I do consider myself very fortunate, and I took that chance to, be able to talk about that. And, certain laws have, or certain states, I should say, have laws at this point where after a certain date, like in Indiana, after January 1st of 1994, the adoptee, when they turn 21, they are able to access their original birth certificate and all their identifying information. Now, for me, I was born before that, so we're not allowed to.
So that's so interesting.
Yeah. So equalization, I think, is a huge part of some of these states who have these, they call them sandwich laws or, you know, this, they've given it different names, but basically it's unfair and it's, you know, certain time frames that are, you know, open and certain time frames that aren't.
And, it's just so interesting. I don't know why. I don't mean to oversimplify the issue, but it just seems like it's such a simple, you know.
Right, okay,
Why don't we all just get on the same page, and why don't we all just make this available?
I mean, exactly.
Everybody wants to know, and so if you want to know, then you get to know.
Right.
It just seems like it should be so simple. Where's
sure.
the pushback?
Well, you know, I think what they – I think they differentiate with – they've always – and it's a huge myth. And Adam, in his book and, you know, through many talks that he's done, will tell you that, you know, we are the only class of citizens that don't have access to that except for people in the Witness Protection Program. And he likes to say that, you know, he's pretty sure his children aren't there, you know. but what they go back to always, and it's, again, it's a myth, is that birth mothers were promised confidentiality. And in fact, that was not true. They were never promised that. And, you know, the fact when they relinquish, you know, any promise of that is, you know, severed at that point. So, you know, they went and they've done studies, and Elizabeth Samuels did a huge study. And they have not found one document that's linked back to saying, you know, the birth mothers were promised this. You know, that's not to say we can't honor if a birth mother wants that privacy. I mean, if that is in existence and that is what a birth mother wants, or in fact, if an adoptee wants that privacy,
right,
you know,
right.
that needs to be honored. But for the individuals who are interested in it, who seek that, then let's let that happen. And if they aren't, then we must respect that and we must, you know, just follow that rule there, you know.
Right. Right. That's so true. And I think many of us don't think about this. I mean, you made the point, you know, there's a whole group of folks that are adoptees out there that live a particular reality and existence around issues that are present for them their whole lives. And most folks are really totally unaware of that. And I'm really grateful to you because it's helpful for me as an adoptive parent to maybe have some inkling or understanding for what my daughter might be going through as she grows up and she begins to ask questions. And I have to tell you that sometimes I think about that and it's scary for me because I really want to be able to handle that the right way, you know,
right.
be able to make sure that she has access to that information. Very, very helpful, Pam. And let me just give another shout out before we go on break. If you want to find out more information about the Mixed Roots Foundation, it's www.mixedrootsfoundation.org. And then, of course, the American Adoption Congress at www.AmericanAdoptionCongress.org. When we come back, we're going to talk about this campaign called No Secrets, No Fear. I want to hear more about that. And in the meantime, we want to thank our sponsors again, America's Christian Credit Union, Beacon House Adoptions, U.S. Adopt, and Nature's One, the makers of PediaSmart and Babies Only Organic. This show is simply not possible without those sponsors that are so passionate about adoption and about you. So we hope you'll stay with us. We'll be right back.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
If you're considering adoption and feeling overwhelmed, you're not alone. U.S. Adopt can help. We provide domestic adoption consulting services that simplify and shorten your path to parenthood. Our new approach improves and accelerates your results, minimizes expenses, and eliminates costly mistakes. Whether you choose to work with an agency or attorney, to take advantage of our free consultation and learn how we can help you, please call U.S. Adopt at 212-710-2763 or visit www.usadopt.com. are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. To connect with Kelly or her guests today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Would you rather send us an email? Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back. We're with Pam Kroski, who is here with the American Adoption Congress and also the Mixed Roots Foundation. Pam is an adult adoptee, and she's just really been sharing her wonderful perspective and all the work that she's doing with these two agencies, American Adoption Congress and the Mixed Roots Foundation. And again, if you want to go and find out more about what they do, you can get on their websites at www.AmericanAdoptionCongress.org and MixedRootsFoundation.org. So before we left for the break, Pam, one of the things I want to talk to you about is on your website, you have, I guess it's a campaign around Is Adoption, No Secrets, No Fear. Tell us a little bit about that and what that means.
Well, we started out, we really are trying to get the topic of being able to talk about adoption. Of course, it was a huge secret for many birth moms. There is fear both on the adoptee side and the birth parent side to discuss this, and the fear of being judged. So we wanted to normalize it. We wanted to be able to, you know, talk about reunion and reconnection and talk about how that process goes, how we can, you know, put that subject out there and have access and original birth certificates, and we can be able to talk, you know, with each other about, you know, what is this journey like, and to be able to support each other all the way through, you know, in every step of the way. And what better way than to do this campaign, you know, No Secret, No Fear.
That's great. That's great. And so it's relevant, actually, to Adam Pertman's work, and I know that you know Adam and his whole book around Adoption Nation, because he really talks about, as I said before, bringing it out into the open. So you're getting ready to do an upcoming webinar with Adam. Is that true?
We are. It's called The End of Closed Adoption, with a question mark.
When is this?
It's actually, it is this Thursday. It is at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and it's about 60 minutes, and I'm not sure if it is full at this point. And afterwards, I think they're trying to offer the webinar CD at some type of nominal fee, I think. But, you know, I don't know, again, if the webinar itself is full. You could always go to the website and click on there. There's a widget that, you know, it talks about Adam's webinar that's coming up.
Okay. Okay. Great. And I'm sure, knowing Adam and knowing you guys, if it is full, there will be future opportunities to maybe, capture that information as you say, for a nominal fee or to find out more about that information. And I will just tell you, having read Adam's book, and I had him on the show, he was a great guest. Just revolutionary kinds of stuff this guy is talking about. And I don't think that there's anybody out there that, has the depth that Adam has. In terms of really understanding the culture of adoption. And there are a lot of really wonderful folks out there. We've had Tom DiFilippo with Joint Counsel, Rita Sorenin. We've had with Dave Thomas Foundation. We've had a lot of really fortunate enough to have a lot of really great folks. But Adam was a great guest because he just has this depth of understanding. And he has a great sense of humor as well.
He's just a wealth of knowledge. He's also an advisory member of our panel on the AAC. So, yeah, he's just invaluable.
Good. Okay, great. So tell us about your radio show on Blog Talk Radio. How do folks listen? What's the how do they get involved with the show? And tell us about what's coming up.
Well, we do it. We had a board meeting, and, we all decided together what a great idea a radio show would be. And I volunteered somehow, and it's great. Like I said, it's once a month. It's usually on a Friday, and the times vary, you know, according to the guest. So It is recorded live, but you can go to it's American Adoption Congress Adoption News and Views. Well, actually, it is. Actually, let me restate that. It's blogtalkradio.com/ AAC Adoption News and Views. And if you go to the AmericanAdoptionCongress.org website, you will also see, along with that widget for Adam's webinar, you'll see the widget. It's the little, you know, place tag on the website that has the Blog Talk Radio. You can click on all the shows that are recorded, as we've done as of yet. And then when Fridays is complete, you'll be able to access that one. We have one coming up on Friday at 5 p.m.
Eastern Oh, wonderful. Standard. Okay. Yeah. And what is the topic on this Friday? Did you say that?
Yeah, no, it is actually, I have two adoptee friends. They're actually on the board also, but we all three kind of have similar stories, but entirely different at the same time. One of the adoptees actually adopted herself, and both one of the other guests and I have lost our birth moms to cancer. So it's just a well-rounded adoptee view, and mm-hmm. I hope that it touches a lot of people and, you know, really, you know, gets people thinking, you know, what this means during this month. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's kind of a good way to end the month, you know, mm-hmm. to have adoptees talking. I mean, without us, there wouldn't be adoption mm-hmm. awareness or, you know,
right.
anything else. So I hope
right,
it's
right.
A,
so
a good
true.
Topic.
Yeah, well, be sure to tune in for Pam's show. And again, the easiest way, and I'm so jealous, I was on your website, I told you, and I loved your radio widget. I have to go figure out how to do that myself.
I love that. I'd like to say I did it, but I did not.
Yeah, it's so cool. You can get right on there and boom, you're right on the radio show. So
yeah.
Anyway, www.AmericanAdoptionCongress.org, and you
Correct.
Can go right on that page, and you'll
yep.
see the little radio, blog talk radio.
Right.
And so you probably can also sign up for newsletters and that kind of thing. Before we go, I want to talk to you a little bit about the roles of the state representatives. We've got about a minute to talk
okay.
about that. What kinds of responsibilities do they have?
Well, you know, it's everyone has their own, I think, specialties or their own interests. So if you're mm-hmm. interested, and even if your state already has a representative, feel free to email one of us on the board or someone in the state close by. And if you would like to just become more involved, and I think, you know, a lot of people, they love legislation. A lot of people want to do the more educating part. So I really think it depends on what you'd really like to do, what your interests are, and I think there's something for everyone.
Good.
So if that is one of your interests, is to become a okay. state representative, just like I said, just go to the website and contact one of us.
Great.
And we can get
well
in.
And I was really impressed with, you know, you've got the whole list of where the needs are. And so again, you can go to www.AmericanAdoptionCongress.org and find out more information. Let me just, I'm going to close by giving our America's Christian Credit Union financial tip. Today's financial tip is about brought to you by America's Christian Credit Union, to start a college savings account as soon as possible to give your child a head start in life. America's Christian Credit Union offers youth accounts as well as educational savings accounts. America's Christian Credit Union is here to provide financial resources for Christians, including adoption loans. I was just talking with one of their marketing folks the other day, and they have really historically low rates right now for refinancing. So this is the time to do it, he said. And so be sure to reach out to them. You can visit them at www.AmericasChristianCU.com for details. And again, we want to do a final shout out to our sponsors, Beacon House Adoption, U.S. Adopt, and our newest sponsor, Nature's One, the makers of PediaSmart and Babies Only Organic, and of course, America's Christian Credit Union for making this show possible. And Pam, lovely, wonderful talking with you. Congratulations in all the work and good luck to you and all the work
thank you.
You're doing to support adoptees. And again, if you want to find more information out about Pam and her work at the American Adoption Congress, you can go to www.americanadoptioncongress.org. So, again, we want to thank everybody for listening to our show. You can find out more information about our show on the voiceamerica.com website. If you're interested in sharing your information or you'd like to be on the show, you can reach me at coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next week at 12 o'clock Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. Have a great week.
We hope today's program gave you some inspiration as well as information about adoption. Please tune in next Saturday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Your Adoption Coach on the Voice America Variety Channel. Thank you again for listening. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.